Parks and Lakes. When most of us think of what to do in Italy, we think about famous museums to visit or ancient ruins to see. However, in between all the historic cities and towns, there are 25 national parks that take up roughly 5% of Italy's land. The most famous include the Gran Paradiso National Park, the Cinque Terre National Park, the Gran Sasso National Park, the Appian Alps Park, and the Cilento National Park. Along with that, Italy also has several spectacular lakes, such as Lake Como, Lake Maggiore, Lake Garda, and Lake Trasimene. Parks in Italy. Gran Paradiso National Park. The Gran Paradiso National Park is Italy's most rugged national park and draws visitors year-round. It is located in the northwestern corner of Italy, straddling the region of Valle Aosta and Piedmont, and bordering on France and La Vanoise National Park to the west. At its centre, the Gran Paradiso mountain rises to a height of 4,061 metres. It is the highest peak to fall entirely within Italian soil. For centuries, the region was an ancient transalpine crossroads, and in the mid-19th century, the land became the royal hunting ground of the House of Savoy. The Gran Paradiso National Park was established in 1922, when the royal family donated the land to protect the rapidly disappearing ibex. It is thanks to the park that this species has been saved from extinction. Today, almost 2,800 specimens are present in the protected area. The Gran Paradiso is the only Italian park on the IUCN Green List, the green list of 23 parks chosen by the International Union for the Conservation of Nature for their vital role in protecting biodiversity. Cinque Terre National Park. Located in the region of Liguria, the Cinque Terre's five picturesque towns, Monte Rosso al Mare, Vernazza, Corniglia, Manarola and Rio Maggiore, are a must-see destination for many visitors to Italy. The rugged coastline, the five towns, and the surrounding cliffs are all part of the Cinque Terre National Park, a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Connecting the towns to one another are a series of lovely paths and trails that hug the cliffs and weave among the wild flowers that bloom in the tough terrain. Parco Naturale delle Apuane. The Parco Naturale delle Alpi Apuane covers approximately 20,000 hectares. The highest point in the park is Mount Pisanino, which reaches an altitude of 1,947 metres and overlooks a rocky valley. The park is wild and unspoilt, and its limestone mountains have underground tunnels and deep wells. There are 1,300 caves in the park, including the Antro del Corchia, the deepest abyss in Italy. The local flora mainly consists of oak and mixed wooded areas, which give way to Mediterranean scrub on the side of the coast. The park also has a rich fauna. It is home to many birds, with species such as the royal eagle and the red partridge. Cilento e Vallo di Diano National Park. The Cilento e Vallo di Diano National Park is the second largest park in Italy. It stretches from the Tyrrhenian coast to the foot of the Apennines in Campania and Basilicata, and it includes the peaks of the Alburni, Cervati, Gelbison, Bulgaria and Stella mountains. The park houses many animal species. Their undisputed queen is the golden eagle that nests on the highest peaks. Equally important is the flora. There are approximately 300 plant species in the park. Curiosity Box. The hiking trail Via dell'Amore, Lover's Path, is the most famous and romantic stretch of the Cinque Terre coastline. It connects the picturesque villages of Rio Maggiore and Manarola and is only about 1 kilometer long. The history of the Via dell'Amore dates back to the beginning of the 20th century, when a footpath was needed in order for the railroad workers to move between Rio Maggiore and Manarola during the construction of a railway tunnel between the two villages. The legend holds that this footpath became a meeting place for lovers from the two towns. Lakes in Italy. Lake Garda. The largest lake in Italy, Lake Garda is also one of the most famous. It's an extremely popular destination for tourists. 7% of all tourists to Italy head for the lake's shore, and one of the best lakes to visit if you're looking for luxury. It also happens to be home to the beautiful Scaligero Castle, as well as to the ruins of an ancient villa called the Grotto of Catullus. The lake is surrounded by three regions, Lombardy, Trentino Alto Adige, and the Veneto, each with its own distinct culture. Thanks to its mild climate, it is surrounded by palms, oleanders, olive trees, and vines, in addition to picturesque villages, beaches, and small harbours. The lake has a lot to offer in terms of art and culture. The towns of Desenzano and Toscolano are famous for their Roman villas, while in Maderno, Sirmione, and Bardolino, you can admire some Romanesque churches. Arguably, the most interesting and unusual building in the area is the majestic Vittoriale, the former residence of writer Gabriele D'Annunzio, in Gardone Riviera. Lake Maggiore. Lake Maggiore, the second largest Italian lake after Lake Garda, is a long expanse of water stretching into alpine Switzerland. Thanks to the unique microclimate, camellias, azaleas, and verbena dot its shores. Verbena, in particular, gave the lake its Roman name, Verbanus. A huge copper statue of St. Carlo Borromeo, the patron of the lake, stands in Arona, the town where he was born in 1538. It is possible to climb up the statue and look out over the lake through its eyes and ears. Arona also boasts the ruins of a castle and a chapel, Santa Maria, dedicated to the Borromeo family. Another popular tourist attraction are the Borromean Islands, a small yet very picturesque group of islands located in the western arm of the lake. Lake Como. Set in an idyllic landscape of mountains and rugged hillsides, Lake Como has attracted visitors for centuries. People come here to go boating, for walks in the hills, or simply for relaxation and inspiration. The long and narrow lake, shaped into a wishbone by glacial erosion, offers fine views of the Alps and of the towns of Como and Lecco. Not to be missed is Bellagio, a delightful resort with elegant lakeside promenades and cafes. Lake Trasimeno. If you're looking for a lovely lake in central Italy, Lake Trasimeno is probably your best bet. The largest lake on the Italian peninsula, south of the River Po, Lake Trasimeno is tranquil, pretty, and right on the border of Umbria and Tuscany. It also happens to be pretty historic. In the Battle of Lake Trasimene of 217 BC, Hannibal defeated the Romans with one of the biggest, most successful military ambushes in history. Only a half hour's drive away is Cortona, a charming hill town of Etruscan origin that offers a spectacular view of the lake and of the surrounding countryside. Alpine and volcanic lakes. In addition to these major lakes, Italy has a number of smaller alpine and volcanic ones. Alpine lakes are water reservoirs at high elevation, above 1,500 meters. They usually have clean, crystal clear waters and are surrounded by high altitude trees like pines. Among the most famous alpine lakes in Italy are Lake Orta, west of Lake Maggiore, and Lake Iseo in Val Camonica. Volcanic lakes are found instead in volcanic craters and tend to have acidic water saturated with volcanic gases. The largest lake of this kind in Italy is Lake Bolsena in northern Lazio. Curiosity Box. The town of Gardone Riviera on the shores of Lake Garda is home to Il Vittoriale degli Italiani, a monumental complex commissioned by the famous poet, journalist, military man and patriot Gabriele D'Annunzio in 1921. Inside his new house, D'Annunzio gathered countless sculptures, army medals, relics, books and works of art of all styles. In the exterior parts of the complex, you will find luxurious gardens, the lemon grove with Belvedere Terrace, the Portico del Parente, a porch dedicated to Michelangelo Buonarroti, and the splendid amphitheatre overlooking the lake, which today hosts summer music events and concerts by world-famous artists. This eccentric and beautiful site draws over 200,000 visitors every year.